I'd say my coaching style is centered around fundamentals with an emphasis on fun.
Hey, watch this. Go get it.
And a second emphasis on mental.
Promote Slug at community events all summer long as a member of our marketing team. Head to slugmag.com/opportunities to apply today.
My mama had me in the Sean John era, 404 eras, Mr. Paul Bearer, where's my calm? I got the weight of seven continents upon my arm. Cigarette burn look like a stigmata on my palm. No different from the money burning holes in my
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. I mean, wind it harder than autumn.
If you listen hard enough, you can hear trees falling where you never had saw them. That's a story of paranoia destroying your sanity. So if you ain't buoyant, don't toy.
What's up? This is Andrew Thackeray. I'm a producer and musician, and I make music under the name Heather Gray. Up to this point, what I've released has stayed within the boundaries of hip-hop, ranging from golden era boom-bap style to minimalistic loops or jazzy samples, and even what would be considered lo-fi. It's been fun to not marry myself to a particular style of hip-hop. It's allowed me to give each project a distinct feel, you know? I chose the name Heather Gray kind of on a whim. For some reason, I had it in my mind that I wanted to use a name that sounded feminine, so that was in the back of my mind. And then one day, my friend and I, we were looking through some racks at a store, and he yelled over to me, and he's like, "Yo, did you see this Heather Gray t-shirt over here?" And my mind was like, "Yup, there it is." I wish I could say it was a profound statement about equality or gender or something, but that honestly wasn't my intention. Although it has been really cool because so many times people have said stuff like, "Yo, I didn't expect you to be Heather Gray," or "When I saw the name Heather Gray, I didn't think your music would sound like this," and I really enjoyed that. People have an idea of what someone with the name Heather Gray will sound or look like, and I love that what the reality is a little different than what they're expecting. It's kind of funny to me that a lot of what I've put out has been labeled lo-fi. Not that it doesn't fit into that box, because it definitely does. I've just never set out to make a lo-fi song or project. I don't even particularly listen to lo-fi or even beat tapes for that matter. But that's not to say that I don't at all, because Dilla's Donuts, Doom's Herbs and Spices, and Madlib's Beat Conductas have all definitely been influential to me. But my main inspiration lies outside of lo-fi or even beat tapes, and even largely hip-hop for that matter. I would say some of my biggest inspirations are like Benjamin Gibbard, Nina Simone, Dave Brubeck, Bad Bad Not Good, Elliot Smith, Lord, Johnny Cash. I didn't grow up on hip-hop. That was introduced to me later in life. So I have this whole slew of influences outside of hip-hop even. But in my opinion, that's what makes the music I make worth listening to. I think if you listen, you can hear and feel all the little nuances in there because of that. It makes me think of something I heard Dilla say in an interview. He was talking about himself compared to other producers, and he says, "When I hear good music, it makes me want to go make something, but not make something like what I just heard." That's the difference. They take the inspiration and then go and do the exact same thing, and I don't get that. Parents had the foresight to sign myself and my three brothers up for piano lessons when we were each like 6 or 7. I despised it, and I was always fighting them about not wanting to practice, and I was begging them to let me stop. It wasn't until one day when I was in junior high, and my older brother, who was 2 years older than me, we were at a friend's house and there were a bunch of kids over. We found this piano and we started to jam, and we did some like 12-bar blues improv that we liked to do at the time. And before we knew it, everyone was around us freaking out. I remember we both looked at each other and we were like, "Yo, wait a minute, this piano thing might actually be kind of cool." Around that same time, I started taking drum lessons too. And that's kind of when music in my mind switched gears from being imposed upon me by my parents to something that I wanted to do.
With the jaw in hands, I was giving these poems as my job to please fans when I'm feeling alone, complex thoughts on my lines.
I was 16 when I got a job at a skate shop called BC Surf and Sport at Fashion Place Mall. Up to that point, my only experience with hip-hop was really just what was on the radio, like Lil Wayne and Eminem. But at the shop, all my coworkers, my boss especially, they were hip-hop heads, and it wasn't long before they schooled me on all the essentials. I remember listening to what they'd show me and thinking, man, I wonder how hard it'd be to produce and make beats like this. And then it wasn't too long before some buddies and I invested in Ableton and we started to mess around. Most of what we made was bad, like really bad. We just kept doing it, and I kept a folder of anything that wasn't too terrible. And by the end of 2017, I had like 15 tracks or so that I didn't think were that bad. I just had them on my computer, and I didn't really have any plans of what I was going to do with them. Till my girl asked me, she's like, are you going to put those out or what?
Yes, I'm so fresh. My skies were head to gray until I brought out the sun.
I was skeptical because I didn't know if anyone would listen or if they were good enough to be made public. But she was persistent. She was like, why does it matter? They won't do any good if they're just on your computer. What do you have to lose? And she was right, of course. And I put out a 16-track instrumental album in December of 2017, and I called it 50 Shades. And the response was super positive, man. I was humbled by the feedback and support that I got. And from that, Finale Grand reached out to me, and he let me play a set at a live music showcase called Critical Beatdown that they hold at Good Grammar every month. Fifty Shades was essentially a compilation of anything that I made that was worth listening up to that point. But putting out instrumental projects has never really been what I've seen for myself. It's never really been the goal. I've always wanted to work with MCs and actually produce for and with someone. So my next project, The Starting Lineup, was that goal coming to fruition a little bit. I took the beats that I liked the best from 50 Shades, and then I reached out to some of the rappers that I was listening to at that time, and I asked if they'd want to be on an EP I was putting together. And that's how The Starting Lineup came about.
Long walk home into thin air. Long walk home into thin air.
It was super surreal to send my beats out to these guys like Chester Watson or Michael Christmas and Gabe Nandez, the guys that I'd been listening to and that I was a huge fan of. Having them come back to me and be like, yo, that beat's dope, bro, I'd love to spit on it. And it was humbling, to say the least. It really helped me realize that this might be something worth pursuing and worth refining. So I just kept at it from there. My next project came together almost unintentionally. My girlfriend was in Hawaii, and I had more time than usual to be making music. I ended up with another 6 tracks that I was hyped on, and because I made them all in the same time frame, and I was in the same headspace the whole time, they ended up being really cohesive and in my opinion, sounded good together. I remember that the opening track was called I Woke Up Like This, and it was because I literally heard that melody in a dream, and I woke up with that in my head. So I pulled out my phone and I recorded a voice memo. I was like, da na na na. And then later that day, I went and I made the song based off that. I got 2 MCs to feature on that EP, and then I kept the other 4 songs instrumental, and I put it out and called it While My Girl Was in Hawaii. Since that second project, I've tried to be more intentional with things. I think it's a little bit because now there are some expectations and a bit of a standard when I put out something. I kind of have this geeky process now when I plan and conceptualize. I like to use legal pads and write out ideas, track lists, feelings, artwork, everything. I plan it out typically before I sit down to create, and it gives me an idea of what I'm trying to make. If I start going in the wrong direction on a song, I'll start over. I don't really end up making a lot of B-sides. I just stay on one track until I'm able to make it sound and feel like it does in my head. And that was the case with my latest EP, A Long Cold Walk Home. I started to conceptualize the idea after Raka Ira Science from Dilated Peoples introduced me to Nelson Dialect's music. Raka thought that both mine and Dialect styles would mesh well, and as soon as I heard Dialect's music, I started to visualize how the EP would sound and what we'd do. I wanted it to feel cold and dark, and I wanted the flow from beginning to end to feel like a journey. It was an important EP for me because it proved to myself that I can make something come together like it does in my mind. Like I can have ideas and intentionally take steps towards making it a tangible thing.
Yo, 1, 2. Man, this game is foul. I know you heard about them flavoring guys. More like six men wishing they AI. Get no pass, no lobs, no playing time. Got a trophy for competing. What a waste of a life.
Somewhere in between the starting lineup and While My Girl Was in Hawaii, a good friend of mine asked, yo, so what does Heather Gray sound like? What do you want your thing or your brand to be? And that question resonated with me for a long time, until I finally landed on the idea that I don't necessarily need a thing. I made a conscious decision not to, actually. I like the idea of not needing to sound a certain way or add a certain element for it to feel like Heather Gray. I love experimenting and changing and evolving, and for people not to know what to expect when I put out something new. After realizing that, I started to conceptualize an album that revolves around that idea. I asked myself, how can I make a cohesive album without having a single identifiable element? I started to really like the idea of mosaic art, broken pieces of tile or stone or glass, and they're all different sizes and shapes and colors, and individually they're all different, but as a whole, they make one big picture. So for about the past 7 months, on the side of putting out these EPs, I've been making one song at a time, my debut album. Based on the mosaic concept, I've tried to find a way to be cohesive and contrasting, purposefully all over the place while still sounding good as a whole. I decided I could achieve that by having the album go chronologically through my life and the different musical milestones and influential moments that I've had. So on my yellow legal pad, I listed out what I think are the 14 influential moments that shaped what I want Heather Gray to be. For example, my first introduction to music was as a kid growing up listening to whatever my parents listened to. And one of their favorite bands is Bare Naked Ladies. I mean, I heard them constantly growing up. So the first track on the album has a Bare Naked Ladies Easter egg on the beat. Chronologically, the next big thing in my life was when I started taking piano lessons. So the very next song on the album starts out with simple piano chords and then gets more complicated as the song goes on, and that symbolizes progression through practice and time. And so on and so forth. Each song has a specific purpose to fulfill in the overarching concept of the album. The balance has been not to get too lost in it being so conceptual that the music's not good. The idea is that it's both. Good enough to listen to and appreciate without even worrying about it being a concept album, because not everyone cares about that kind of stuff. But also, for the people who like researching and digging and dissecting and finding the little things in an album, there will be plenty to unpack. Okay, so what you're about to hear is a song called Saltwater, featuring Raka and DJ Juggy. I got extremely fortunate and was able to build a relationship with and make a song with one of my favorite artists. Raka Ira Science from Dilated Peoples has done an amazing job of kind of taking me under his wing and giving me an opportunity to make a song with him and mentor me on a few things, and this is what came out of it. He had the idea of reaching out to DJ Juggy and getting him to do the cuts for the chorus, and I'm just so stoked on how it turned out. Hope you guys like it.
Late night, Bob Ross painting landscapes. Fresh tree, pure maple on the pancakes. Mind steady from the California land quakes. Salt water flowing through the oceans and lakes.
Earn sage bundles to heather gray. YouTube talking Skinwalker Ranch and weather rays. Devils that play a different harp than the angels play. Work the angles, shift vibrations to better days. Love to the Polys, Hawaiian, Samoans, Tongans. Life will separate who's Ohana and who the wrong friends. Blurred lines between the start and the song ends. Medicate, meditate, push beyond sin. 50 shades of gray between black, white. Tie up the track tight, then beat the beat, boom, back right. Me, I'm the type that might fly in from Cali. Turn a concert to a rally, then go check Graffiti Alley. Rock. The nuns making noise, hoping doors would unlock. Before it could dance on film, the sun walk. A superstar moonwalk, smooth criminal, no gun talk. Or maybe it's one kill, one shot, efficiency. Maybe it's up close, cutthroat, and viciously. Maybe do it differently, maybe it's a mystery. Maybe when you bury truth, you feed the seeds of history. But if the grass grows, then the snake grows. Had to learn about the poison pawn, not to take those. Life's arrows point to where the real and where the fake go. Some see the different road, but still try to take both. And when the elders spoke chess, I would take notes. Darkness illuminated by the golden state glow. Jazz in Leimert Park, minutes from the lake show. Juggies VIP with the jazz in Salt Lake, though.
Go check out the starting lineup, While My Girl Was in Hawaii, and A Long Cold Walk Home, wherever you stream your music, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, iTunes, wherever. I've got another EP or two coming out shortly before I start really promoting the album at the beginning of the summer.
Slug's print edition streets the first Friday of every month. Find it any place cool or online. More information available at slugmag.com.
Heather Gray. Rock. Yeah. Dilating.